To gain visibility and control over your financials, inventory, HR, e-commerce, and more, take advantage of this special financing offer of no payments or interest for 6 months from NetSuite by Oracle. Go to netsuite.com/wallstreet. That's netsuite.com/wallstreet.
Here's your money briefing for Tuesday, May 30th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. Many young adults dealing with financial stress triggered by the pandemic are taking a dangerous approach to fixing their finances, ignoring the problem.
So I started DoorDashing and Uber Eats and just eating out quite a bit. And then not only are you paying for the food, but you're paying for the delivery of the food. And I had a lot of bad spending habits during the pandemic. And I just kept swiping.
That's 22-year-old Florida resident James Gay. We'll talk to him about his struggle to balance his personal finances. Plus, WSJ reporter Oyin Adedoyin will discuss the psychology behind the problem after the break.
Business today looks nothing like it did yesterday. While it's more unpredictable, its possibilities are endless. Knowing how to turn unpredictability into an advantage is where ADP comes in. ADP uses data-driven insights to design HR solutions and help businesses of all sizes work better, smarter, so they can think beyond today and find even more success tomorrow. ADP. Always designing for HR, talent, time, payroll, people.
Keeping up with bills and the pressures on your personal finances can be stressful for a lot of people, but young adults are applying a risky solution, avoiding facing their finances altogether. We'll hear from a 22-year-old Florida resident about his experience in a moment, but first Oyin Adedoyin from the Wall Street Journal Personal Finance Department joins us with more on what drives young people to avoid keeping their finances in order. So Oyin, how has financial stress risen for young adults in particular in recent years, and what's caused it?
It's really just the economic whiplash of the pandemic. In the early days of the pandemic, we were all indoors, so there wasn't as much temptation to spend outside of the home. And there was a lot of money coming into households from the government to help out those who were unemployed due to the pandemic. And so going from a period of, you know, having so much money and nowhere to really spend it, for lack of a better words, to then, you know, going out into the world into this high inflation economy, it was really difficult for a lot of young people who were starting their first jobs to adjust to. Our culture is really big on overconsumption. So we're constantly spending on things just to self-soothe. And maybe that includes going online and, you know, checking and seeing that your friends are going out and doing something or going out and buying something new or having this lavish vacation. And you have fear of missing out. So you spend money that you maybe don't have.
What kind of an effect is it having on their personal finances?
So the effect this has had is really just ignoring your bank and credit card accounts. As those expenses are going up and as money is coming out of your bank account, people kind of have this urge to just not even look for fear of what they're going to find. And so young adults with lower wage jobs might avoid budgeting and even checking bills because it makes them feel helpless if they don't have the finances to support their expenses. You know, budgeting might just make you feel even worse. And millennials in their 30s had the steepest increase in debt of any group since the pandemic. And, you know, that's because millennials are often referred to as the sandwich generation. They both had to support young kids living at home while also supporting maybe aging relatives and family members as well. And so avoidance can really complicate these later milestones that young adults are going through, including buying a home or even saving for retirement.
Now, you spoke to not only financial experts about this, but also psychologists about what causes people to just turn their back on addressing stress like this. What do they tell you?
They told me that avoidance is a common coping mechanism for all forms of anxiety. So someone with social anxiety is going to avoid parties. Someone with a fear of heights might never get on a plane. The APA's Stress in America 2022 survey found that 83% of adults reported inflation as a source of stress. So people are really anxious about their finances right now.
22-year-old Florida resident James Gay faced anxiety after he overspent during the pandemic, and he learned some hard lessons about managing his personal finances.
So the pandemic kind of sent me on a little bit of a spiral, if I'm being quite honest. So I really just did not like being shut in. I turned to online shopping for my outlet and door dashing. I absolutely adore Crocs. So I turned to buying a lot of those.
Oh, you mean Crocs the shoes?
Right. Crocs the shoes. Absolutely love those. In total, I would say before the pandemic, I maybe had one singular pair of Crocs. Now I have about 15 or 16 pair. I actually just bought a pair last week. They released a pair of Croc boots and I love them so much. So it was a lot of just buying just things to have. And then there's always eating. Every day you're not going to want to cook, especially me. So I started door dashing and Uber Eats and just eating out quite a bit. And then not only are you paying for the food, but you're paying for the delivery of the food. I had a lot of bad spending habits during the pandemic, and it just kind of, you know, threw all of the necessities to the side. They were more like a, oh, here's this bill that I have to pay. Oh, wow, I forgot about that one. It was very taxing.
When did you realize this was something you had to fix?
In the back of my head, I was always like, I really shouldn't be doing this, but there was no real James, stop it right now, up until my dad actually made me get a credit card to help keep building my credit. And I had a limit on it, and he told me to not go over a certain percentage. And I just kept swiping, swiping, swiping. And not only did I go over that percentage he told me not to go over, but I almost maxed it out. And next thing I know, I'm getting a call and I'm getting chewed out about it. And so that was kind of my hard signal that, James, you're doing a lot, because you knew better.
You were getting calls from who?
My dad. So we have connected accounts through the credit union, and his name is also on the credit card. So not only was it affecting my credit, but it was affecting his.
So how'd you go about fixing this?
First, what I did was I definitely just worked and paid off that credit card bill. So I just kind of took a day and I sat down and budgeted everything out from unnecessary spending to necessary spending, bills, and then actually how much I was making each month and each week.
So how are your finances doing now?
Much better. I actually opened another account for bills and things. So as soon as I get paid every week, I transfer a certain amount of money to that account so it can't be touched until, you know, it's time for bills.
Now, James, if we went into another economic condition that challenged the way that you handle your finances, what lessons will you keep in mind?
So I'd say definitely be wise and aware of your budgeting decisions and don't do any unnecessary spending.
Oyin Adedoyin is back with us. Now, Oyin, we often talk about the importance of budgeting and setting goals as a way to better handle your personal finances. But for people who've gotten behind on payments or who want to avoid getting bogged down in debt in the first place, is there more to it than that?
Yeah, it definitely is psychological. And you have to catch yourself when you're going on those spending sprees. So what James went through is really telling, because he went on this spending spree of buying Crocs, you know, and his dad called him. He really had a moment where he had to face reality and start budgeting. For other people, this can look like, you know, setting financial goals for themselves by ways of putting a limit on how much money they spend every month. So Alexis, another young adult that I spoke with, she basically puts herself on a specific spending limit for non-discretionary spending, which includes dining out, buying clothes, and doing fun vacations and things with friends. And so every month she limits how much money she spends on those things. Another thing that financial advisors recommend is making financial goals fun by setting them with friends. So let's say, you know, you and your friend want to go on a vacation. You can make a deal to put out $50 from each paycheck every month into a separate account to save for that vacation. That way you have something that psychologists call an accountability partner, and it makes those financial goals a lot less daunting.
That's Wall Street Journal personal finance reporter Oyin Adedoyin. And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal.